The violence in Benghazi and Cairo has shocked Americans, including American Muslims. A group of U.S. Muslim leaders joined other clergy at the National Press Club here in Washington on Wednesday to condemn the killing of U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens. Imam Mohammed Majid is president of the Islamic Society of North America.
We mourn the loss of a champion for freedom.
Stevens was killed at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi in protests that erupted over the release of a film mocking Islam's prophet Muhammad. Majid says it offended him.
It's okay to be angry, it's okay to be upset because we love the prophet. But the way we respond is in the prophetic way, in his way, not the dictated way from other people to tell us, we're going to side you so you commit violence so that you can distort the image of your prophet even furthermore.
The film also offended Rabbi David Saperstein, director of the Religious Action Center of Reform Judaism here in Washington.
It was made to insult, to degrade, to denigrate, to mock religion in a way that common sense would have told them it was likely to evoke violence. And to do stuff at such a time and to release it just around 9/11 was a particularly repugnant act by those who were involved with the film.
Similar protests have erupted before. In 2008 in Indonesia, violence erupted in response to a film by a Dutch politician that attacked Islam's holy book, the Quran. Haris Tarin of the Muslim Public Affairs Council says there's a small but committed segment of U.S. society that's trying to defame Islam.
They're not in the business of trying to help promote understanding, better relations, democracy. They're in the business of demonizing, of hate-mongering, and trying to marginalize American Muslim communities and incite U.S. Muslim-majority country relations.
Tarin says the protesters in Libya and Egypt were incited by the film to riot, but that they are wrong if they think that America is anti-Muslim.
And the last message that I want to send to our brethren in the Muslim world is that Muslims in America are a vibrant community who enjoy religious freedom to its utmost.
These religious leaders say this is not a conflict between Islam and America, but between fringe groups who want to incite one. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Washington.